This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For the Islamic sciences, or considerably Islamic literature, Arabic literature, Islamic literature, Persian literature, and Islamic sciences like Quranic sciences and Hadith sciences and the fiqh and all those things. Certainly, no doubt, when Muslims study these sciences, their way of understanding and studying is so, you know, such a way that everybody can understand. But the same sciences, when they are studied by those people who are not Muslims, and they are called like, you know, Orientalists because they are interested in Islamic studies. So when it is studied by them, so they, you know, it's not their sciences. So they basically, when they look at Islamic sciences, they look at someone who has fresh eyes. So from the Orientalist, basically Islamic sciences can benefit in two directions. You know, people always find like Orientalism something negative. But I think really Orientalism is very, very helpful for the believers in two directions. One is many of these people, they love knowledge, they love scholarship, they want to understand. So when they look at your own, you know, tradition, you know, they they compare with their own tradition. So sometimes they will point in your tradition at those aspects which you can't notice. So you start actually looking from that angle. So then you appreciate your own thing much more. So for example, when an Orientalist looks in Sahih Bukhari, or, you know, systems of the chains of narration, impressed because he can see nothing like that, nothing is in any culture, in any tradition. So the first thing is they are so much impressed by the whole thing. So they look in mode and they actually bring out the beauty of that. So you can see, so alhamdulillah, you know, while being in Oxford, I learned this thing really how to look at our own traditions, you know, more freshly. Many things which did not attract me when I was not with ulama, when I came to Oxford, it became attractive to me. I started really looking at these beauties. Because there are these things which I did not appreciate really. Even Arabic grammar. Sometimes while discussing with Orientalists, I found really many, many things in Arabic grammar which are so amazing. But I did not notice because it's a habit. But they could notice that because in Arabic grammar, the people who are not Arabs, they did more work than Arab people. Arabs don't notice the beauty of their own language. But non-Arab people like Persians and Indians, when they learn Arabic language, they compare with their own tradition. So they can see how great Arabic language is. So they can appreciate why books of Balagh and all those mostly written by non-Arab people. Because they are the one who can see, appreciate the beauty of the language more than anybody else. So many of these Orientalists, among them who are actually no fair people, first thing actually you should be more positive. You know, read their stuff and the thing really that what are the aspects which attract them more and more. So it will be helpful for you. This first thing you need. Second thing, certainly, in our traditions, there have been many problems, many weaknesses. Not necessarily those are the weakness of Islam itself, or weakness of the Hadith, actually weakness of people who have been serving those sciences. So sometimes many of the Orientalists, they will point out the place of the weakness, and they will ask you the argument, why you doing this thing. It will help you to improve your argument, to improve your presentation, because you can see there are some problems there. So you can improve that. So these two things where you can learn from them. So first thing is really a fresh eye, which can point out to the place of the beauty in your tradition. Second thing is a fresh eye, which also can point to you the weakness in your tradition. So these two things where you can get help from the Oriental, from anybody who actually fresh to look at your tradition. There are another third aspect of this whole problem is that is many of them, you know, they are not Muslims, and also somehow they have got biased way. Sometimes some of them maybe hate Islam, maybe they don't tell very clearly, but they don't like Islam. So what will happen is they will find actually those things in your tradition which they can use against you. They can make it a problem. They can be more negative in presenting them. Many, many things are that, like, you know, the Prophet has, you know, 9 wives or married. So this can be an issue. They can raise, they can write present such way it looks like the Prophet actually is not a Prophet of the Akhirah. He's more wants to enjoy the world. They can point out, you know, how he can marry a girl who was 7 years old, something like that. How can, you know, he kill all the Jews from Banu Qurayza? You know, he's a Prophet, Messiah. He should not be like that. So sometimes they will raise many of these questions. So don't be scared. The way is learn them, and then you know really you are right. You're just right. To find out your argument. Improve your argument. Otherwise, don't become angry. Don't be upset. So it will make you to make more effort And when you do your research more complete, it will actually make your people more happy. All the believers, when they study their stuff and they read your thing, what you have done, they can see clearly that you are the one who are more fair. You are the one who work more hard. It's not. It actually makes us to work harder. But the problem is we want to be lazy. We don't want anybody to commit anything, so we don't need to defend. And when you really study more to make your position clear, it actually increases in knowledge of your own thing. So you can see. So I think really this Orientalism thing, if we look properly, it will help us to be better in our sciences, to improve our learning, and to improve our techniques of defense and understanding. So these are three aspects where actually in all of these three, I think Muslims should benefit. And the ulama should be ready to accept the challenge and, you know, and work hard. And alhamdulillah, I myself really, I know in all these three aspects, I really benefit from them. I looked at my sciences, you know, with fresh eyes, so I benefited actually. What are the, and also I found the weakness, and actually I want to improve that. I want to click, you know, see really where the weakness has come. And the third thing also I found that they actually create problem. You know, they hate something, so I want to present, you know, my history or seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and hadith of the Quran in such a way that, you know, people can see very clearly they are the one who are biased, and, you know, and those objections that they create, they raise, it actually is not there. But that makes me to study more and to learn more.